from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. A New Jersey man facing a decade in prison for driving around Mercer County with pipe bombs in his car. 52-year-old Jeremy Gilliberti pled guilty in federal court, but he didn't reveal why he had the bombs or what he intended to do with them. He was arrested after his green Honda Accord was stopped in Hamilton Township a year ago. At the time, he lived in Mount Laurel. A search of the car found four explosive devices, then another at his home. In her first campaign rally as the presumptive Democratic nominee in the race for the White House, Vice President Kamala Harris came out swinging against Donald Trump.
I will proudly put my record against his any day of the week.
Speaking Tuesday to a crowd of supporters in the battleground state of Wisconsin, Harris said this campaign is not just about us versus Donald Trump, it's about who we fight for. Meanwhile, the public becoming better acquainted with the New Jersey roots of Harris's husband.
Second gentleman Douglas Emhoff grew up in Mattawan and Old Bridge, where he attended the since shuttered Cedar Ridge High School before moving as an older teen to California. NJ is still very much in my veins, Emhoff once tweeted in 2019. Current First Lady Jill Biden was born in Hamilton and also spent some of her childhood in Mahwah. You're in Vote, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A messy labor dispute is threatening to make a miserable summer even worse for New Jersey transit riders on the verge of a strike by engineers. NJT has formally asked the Biden administration to intervene with creation of a presidential emergency board. It is a formality that if President Biden goes along, will pause any job action for 120 days while negotiations continue. The union, meanwhile, preparing for a walkout as early as today, claiming New Jersey Transit is not bargaining in good faith. This would put those plans on hold. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Another very humid, unsettled weather day for us here. We'll continue to see scattered showers in the neighborhood and maybe even a thunderstorm through midday. The forecast trends drier this afternoon. We'll keep lots of clouds overhead. High temperatures in the lower 80s. The thick humidity is still with us tonight, although our weather probably stays dry. Mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, expect one more push of showers and thunderstorms during the day with some late day clearing, highs lower to mid 80s. The sun comes out and humidity goes down on Friday. New Jersey weather made possible by VCS Software. If you spend hours agonizing over scheduling and payroll, you need to call VCS. Schedule a demo today and let VCS show you a smarter way to work. For more information, visit vcssoftware.com.
Clinton is 75, Jackson 74, Millville is 75. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.